I'd like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board of Athletic Training on March 4th, 2024 at 9:30 a.m. We'll do a roll call. Eric Fries here. Bart Peterson.
Here.
Carol Ingram. Here.
Charles Boffman.
Here.
Carrie Watkins.
Good morning. Here.
Shayna Ganatra.
Here.
Mark Harris.
Here.
And Seth Myers.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have any declaration of conflicts of interest other than myself? Okay. On the number 7 consent agenda, Bart, you need to take over for that because I'm on the renewal list. Okay. Number 4, discuss and amend an approval of the minutes. I would entertain a motion to approve the special meeting minutes from January 29th, 2024.
This is Cheryl. I move to approve the special meeting minutes of January 29th, 2024.
This is Bart. Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the special meeting minutes for January 29th, 2024. All those in favor? Carrie, in the past, your position has just called out names and we've given answers from there.
Sorry, Mr. Fries. That would be me. I apologize. I was on
mute. Okay.
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Abstain.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, the special meeting minutes from January 29th, 2024 have been approved. I'd entertain a motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes for February 5th, 2024.
This is Bart. I move to approve the regular meeting minutes from February 5th.
This is Cheryl. I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes for February 5th, 2024. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Abstain.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Abstain.
We still have a quorum on that, so there was no opposition. So the regular session meeting minutes from February 5th, 2024 have been approved. If we look at number 5, future board meeting schedule, that one in April reads Google Meet, but we plan on being in person, correct, Shayna?
That's correct, yes. And that would be, yeah.
Everybody good with April 1st in person? That's the plan, okay. And then obviously May and June on the Google Meet situation.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
I just will not be able to attend the May 6th meeting.
Okay. Jenny, you make note of that?
Noted. Thank you.
Thank you. Number 6, review discussion of possible actions, complaints, hearings, investigations, and compliance. We have no new. And then we'll go down to 9B, review discussion of possible action on Darren Blake compliance board order 2019-AT-0003. Mr. Blake, I know that you are on the line right now. If you've got any additional information that you would like to present to the board at this time verbally, now would be the time to do so.
No. Well, besides the statement that I sent in to Ms. Ganatra after our meeting last month, I don't have any new information besides that. I found the documentation that we were looking for last time.
Okay. Thank you. So, Shannon, with the additional information that Mr. Blake was able to provide to you, looking at that on my end, does that look like he is in 100% compliance now?
Yes, yeah. Originally, Mr. Blake had initially stated he had paid by credit card. Once we identified it was check, we were able to locate the check information and corroborate that as well.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that means he also made payment timely, and he did meet the requirements for CEUs timely, as well as the probationary period has ended.
Okay, so he is 100% in compliance as we speak.
That is correct.
Okay. was
That's currently we're currently 100% in compliance. Were we in compliance as of the day when he applied? Back in 2018.
A good question, Mr. Peterson. So the probationary period ended. However, once we received the application of a reinstatement, that would have technically been considered out of compliance of the original consent agreement. But that consent agreement had ended. It was a short period of time.
Ms. Ganatra, was he not renewed in April of 2020?
The last time I had included his certificate, let me just pull that up. The last time he was active was up until April of 2020. So until after that, he did not, he was not renewed.
Okay, thank you.
If I may, I did reapply though several times, and I wasn't sure if I could remind the board. I thought you and the BOC and the BOC was pending. I wasn't sure why I wasn't being readmitted or reapplied, even after my several attempts.
If I may, I apologize. I did misspeak. So Mr. Blake's probationary period was 3 years. So effective as of the date of April 24, 2019. And so he did not renew. He may have applied, but he was not renewed. So that would be considered out of compliance in terms of probationary period wise.
And is there a reason why he was not renewed? Other than the fact that maybe we didn't either get it or the application wasn't complete or something like that.
And unfortunately, we don't have access to Salesforce at this time to verify what may have occurred during that time of Mr. Blake's application. However, Mr. Blake did not follow up. It does not appear otherwise something, action would have been taken. I cannot find any record of his request as to why he wasn't renewed or if we'd received his application.
Thank you.
So his last license expired on April 23rd of 2020. Is that correct?
That's correct, Ms. Ingram.
Okay, thank you.
And if I may, I did find it weird that I was not getting my anything in the mail, but that again was my most egregious mistake, was not reaching out to the board. But I knew I was taking care of my compliance and my consent agreement. And I just, again, that was my mistake that I did not follow up. I feel like that was my worst mistake.
Mr. Blake, excuse me, from that time in 2020 until a month ago, I'm assuming you were practicing athletic training. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. And I did, I alerted all my principals, my superintendent, I did stop practicing athletic training for the month.
Right, from last month's meeting?
Yes, sir.
Right, okay, thank you. So,
this is Bart. I move to go into executive session for the legal advice.
Cheryl, I second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to go into executive session for legal advice. All those in favor?
Give me 1 second.
Okay. Thank
you. Eric Fries?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Boffman?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Seth Myers?
Aye. That way.
All right. So obviously we'll exit out of this and go to the other link.
Yes, please. And for the public, no side conversations, please. And Ms. Watkins will be monitoring this open session. Thank you.
Okay, do we have everybody back?
I'm not sure Sheena's back.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm back. I think we're just waiting on Mr. Oh, no, there he is. Yep, we're all, we've returned. Thank you.
Okay, just for legal purposes, we are out of executive session and back into regular session as of 9:52 a.m.
Well, I can talk a little bit, and maybe that'll help too. So it looks like, and I just want to make sure this is clear from my understanding, that his last certificate for practice expired April 23rd, 2020. And then it looks like the consent agreement was agreed to on about the year before, and then he got a note from the current executive director on his requirements. I wanted to see if that happened after. I'm just trying to get this timeline set. I was still in 2019. So in 2019, he was told that his probation lasted until 2022, April 24, 2022, and he needed to submit the following items, which were the proof of completions, and then that due date was 2021, and the civil penalty. We established that he did send the civil penalty in 2021, which would have been the time period after where he wouldn't have had his license renewed, and he also sent in the continuing education and medical ethics certificates in 2021. Is that correct?
I'm sorry. The civil penalty was paid in 2019, sir. Not
2019. Okay.
Yes, 2019. And then Ms. Whiteford, my predecessor, confirmed with Mr. Blake that she received all CEU certification to remain in compliance with the consent agreement.
Okay. And that was still all in 2019, then. Okay. That makes more sense to me. My concern was that we had gotten a bunch of information, right, and had received these continuing legal education or these continuing licensing education classes in medical ethics, and then also got the civil penalty during the time in which he did not have his license renewed, and then why we wouldn't have addressed that. But it looks like that was all done before his license expired. So that makes more sense. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Blake, do you have documentation or proof of, you know, I know you had stated in your letter that your application renewal had been pending. Do you have any sort of communication with the board about what the status of your pending application was?
So my pending application was through the BOC. That's what I was talking about from the last month. And Mr. Freeze clarified through our last meeting that you guys, I thought it was you guys were together, and that's why I wasn't receiving it. So, no, sir, I don't have proof with the BOC, because after I completed this last round in December, they both came up approved. So I didn't take like a screenshot or anything to show that was pending. But that's what started the ball rolling. In my mind, on my end, I was in compliance, so I just kept continuing practicing. And I thought I just wasn't getting my license in the mail, but on my end, I believe I covered all my tracks and I was compliant with everything. So I did think it was weird, but no, sir, to answer your question, I do not have the BOC proof. I don't know if we need to talk to them why I was pending for so long, but that's who I was pending with. And then I figured that's why I wasn't getting the letter in the mail for my license, but I knew I was in compliance with my consent agreement.
Okay. So you didn't feel like it was odd that for 2 years you hadn't received any communication from the Board of Athletic Training?
No, sir. I did find it odd, but that I kept sending the reinstatement and I kept getting receipts. So I figured, again, my mistake was not reaching out personally to the board. I just kept applying and was waiting to see what happened and moved on, which was obviously the wrong thing to do.
So you continued to send your reinstatement. Did you receive any communication from the board after you submitted your reinstatement and your reinstatement application?
No, sir. I just got the receipts saying that they were, that the payments were made. And then I figured I would get my license in the mail, and I didn't think twice about it. And I do have them hanging, and once in a while I remember, like, oh, where's my license? And I just kept continuing. I didn't stop to address the board, and I apologize.
And that would show in his, excuse me, Ms. Ganatra, that would show in his personnel file if his license was approved in a, like in 2020, 2021, correct?
That's correct, Mr. Boffman. Yes. We were able to see dates of the last expiration, at least for historical purposes. And that was the date that we can see is the 2020. It's the last time that he was active.
So his name never came up for a renewal after 2020?
Correct. No, because as the system works, if Ms. Whiteford, my predecessor, would have placed him in any sort of status, he would have come to the board for ratification. Mm-hmm. And he was expired as of 2020.
Thank you.
Sheena, correct me if I'm wrong. We do currently have a complaint against Mr. Blake regarding the lack of, at that time, we thought, lack of appropriate civil penalty. Is that correct?
That's correct, Mr. Freese. Yep. And Mr. Okay. Blake was recently notified of the complaint a few days ago.
Right. But now that obviously we have documentation that that fee was paid, that particular complaint is no longer valid. Is that correct?
That would be up to the board member yourself.
Okay.
Board member.
Understood. Okay.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move to dismiss the complaint 2024-AT-0003 on Darren Blake, ATR-1225.
This is Bart, I'll second.
All right. It has been moved and seconded to dismiss the complaint number 2024-AT-0003. All those in favor?
Eric Freese.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Myers. Mr. Myers, you're on mute.
Okay. That's an aye.
Okay.
That's an aye. All right. Hearing no oppositions, the complaint 2024-AT-0003 has been dismissed. Now.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to initiate a complaint on Darren Blake, ATR-1225, for practicing without a license from October 2020.
April.
April 2020.
April 2020 to this date.
I'm sorry.
Actually, it would have been a month ago.
Board member, I believe we have to be on to the item, agenda item, in regards to his reinstatement. Mr. Harris, correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, it seems to me that they want to just open up a new complaint for a different reason. So this is just directing, you know, if it's approved, this will just direct you to open up a new complaint against Mr.
Okay, apologies, Mr. Boffman. Restate. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So it would be, just to clarify, Chuck, just I don't want to put words in your mouth, but from April 2020 till that would have been February of 2024.
Correct.
Okay.
Move Bartlow second.
Okay, it has been moved and seconded to open up a complaint against Darren Blake, ATR 1225, for practicing athletic training without a license from April 2020 till February of 2024. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, that complaint has been approved.
Excuse me.
Ms. Conductor, do we need to act on Mr. Blake's reinstatement at this time with that, with the proposed consent agreement?
Yes, Mr. Fries, I believe action needs to be taken in terms of what the board members would like to pursue.
Yeah, understood. So correct me if I'm wrong again, just to make sure we can clarify things. He is, as we speak, other than the fact that he has not practiced, or excuse me, that practiced athletic training in that amount of time, everything else up to this point has been submitted appropriately. So as if we were, if as a board, we were to approve his reinstatement right now with a signed consent agreement, he has everything in place.
Correct. Yes. He was brought to the board because he has a complete application.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So let's stay on 8A for right now. I would certainly entertain a motion to reinstate Mr. Blake if that is a desire of the board.
This is Chuck. I move that the board deny the reinstatement of Darren Blake, ATR 1225.
This is Cheryl, I second.
It's been moved and seconded to deny the reinstatement from Mr. Blake, ATR 1225.
Yeah. Members of the board, Mr. Chairman, can you just give me one moment? I do think that we all need to link that motion to a statute, and I just want to find it real fast.
Understood.
Thank you.
Mr. Harris, are you looking at 324125?
I am, but I'm not seeing what I'm... Is it 4301? Let me just check 4301. And Mr. Chairman, members of the board, perhaps we can go on to other agenda items. And while we're doing that, I'll take a look.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So let's come back to number 7. Bart, go ahead and go ahead with that.
Okay, agenda item number 7, the consent agreement, consent agenda, sorry. I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
This is Cheryl. I move to approve the consent agenda as provided.
Seth, I second.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda as provided.
Mr. Peterson, all in favor?
Peterson says yes.
Okay, I'll read off the... Eric Fries?
Abstain.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Boffman?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Seth Myers?
Aye.
Thank you. The consent agenda item number 7 has been approved.
Okay, we're going to go on to number 8, review considerations of possible actions, applications for licensure. Let's go to 8B, Travis Duyenny. I'm guessing that is Mr. Duyenny. My apologies if I'm mispronouncing that. Are you on the line? Not on the line. Okay.
Mr. Duyenny was invited.
Okay. I
don't believe it confirmed.
Okay. Oh, I would entertain a motion for reinstatement. Mr. before I say that, Mr. Duyeni, has everything is up to date on him?
Correct. Yeah, he has a complete application.
Okay. All right. So that would entertain a motion.
Scott Rob, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I'm on the line.
Oh, my apologies. If you have any further information that you would like to present to the board, please go ahead and do so right now.
I don't really have anything else. All the documentation that I have sent over is what I have.
Okay. Thank you.
And if I may ask this question, all of your issues have been resolved?
Yes. So I don't know if you guys, I don't want to take the board's time too long, but I can explain a timeline of everything, and all of the issues right now are resolved. I'm just trying to get this taken care of and be in the right.
Thank you.
This is Chuck. I move for the reinstatement of Travis Duyeni, ATR 9062.
This is Cheryl. I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the reinstatement application for Travis Duyeni, 9062. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Boffman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the reinstatement application for Travis Duyeni 9062 has been approved. Mr. Duyeni, do you have any further information for the board or questions?
Nope. If you need anything from me, just let me know. And thank you guys for all you do and your time.
Thank you for disclosing appropriately. We greatly appreciate that. All right. Yes. Go down to, unless Mark, you're ready, we're going to go down to 9.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, whenever you want, if you want to continue with the agenda and then circle back, that's fine.
Okay, well, let's circle back to you right now then.
Okay. I did find what I was looking for, and I don't know if everybody has a copy of the statutes or rules in front of you, but if it's okay, I'll just read it to you. One of the requirements pursuant to Rule 449204 says that an expired license may be reinstated within 3 years of expiration if the licensee can attest in writing that the licensee has not practiced athletic training in Arizona during the time the license was expired. So that would be, I think, the basis for the denial, because he cannot meet that minimum requirement because he can't attest that he wasn't practicing while his license was expired, because the testimony is that he continued to practice for, you know, from April of 2020 to at least February of 24.
Okay. And my apologies, I don't have that sitting in front of me, but what is the statute number?
The statute would be, bear with me one more. It is 32-4124, and then as it relates to R449204B4. And Shana, I'll work with you on the letter.
Thank you, Mr. Harris.
If that's the basis for the motion to deny.
Understood.
If I'm remembering right, the statute says 3 years, and it has been almost 4 years, so there's a number of months in between there that would disqualify him anyway from reinstatement license.
And that's another point, because 4125 says that if a person's license had lapsed for more than 3 consecutive years, that person shall reapply for license and pay all applicable fees. The person shall also demonstrate to the board satisfaction, competencies, and so on and so forth. So you might want to include 4125 as well, because it does sound like he is outside that 3-year period. Is that correct, Shana?
That's absolutely correct. Yes. Peterson.
May I ask a question?
Please.
But what I reapplied several times, and I don't know why I was not reinstated or at least brought to the board and questioned why for my renewal. So it's not like I didn't reapply for 3 years. So I don't know, or 4 years. So I'm just confused why nothing happened for those. So again, I know I should have reached out, but I did put in the honest effort to not come to this point as well.
Mr. Blake, I understand your concern with that regard. And historically, I can't say for certain what might have occurred. But the fact that I couldn't locate any sort of email communication between you and my predecessor, the past executive director, is what alerted me to bring that information to the board. Because unfortunately, yeah, we might have receipts, but I cannot seem to locate any communication you had in regards to the reinstatement and renewal of your application.
After the 2020, I was under the assumption that I would just reapply since I had my requirements met, my consent requirements met.
Right, and it's your due diligence to ensure that you have a license that's active.
I understand that.
So if I might, Mr. Blake, I would say that you're going to be informed of some proceedings moving forward, but I would dig in and see what I can find on your end to make sure that you have everything to verify that you say you have, because right now we don't have access to that information.
More than the documents I already showed you. I mean, I will look again, obviously. So I need to pull up the Karen Whitford, Ms. Karen Whitford, right? Any documents I've shared with you. And now my question also, while I have the board's time, I sent in the consent agreement. Did I miss something there? The board wasn't alerted to that civil payment. I know we've passed that. That's just a curiosity that I have.
So, Mr. Blake, that particular complaint has been dismissed because
I understand. That's fine. Yeah. I was in full compliance with the consent. I was not sure why I didn't get readmitted, and I kind of just kept the ball in your court. And obviously, I didn't reach out in time, so that's my fault. But, okay, I understand.
Shayna, do we? Not that it's by any means her responsibility, not even close. But just for my own information, has any questions or concerns been brought to Mrs. Whitford regarding this in the transition between you and her?
No, unfortunately, we were not alerted. So, and to kind of allude to what Mr. Blake was asking, the board brings the compliance of the complaint once the probationary period has ended, which in your case, Mr. Blake, was 3 years, which is why the board members were not alerted of your payment at the time that you made the payment, because typically the board staff will bring it to the board for review once your probationary period is complete. However, during the transition, Ms. Whitford was no longer with the board at that time. So that's why your consent agreement was not reviewed until today until last meeting. So that being said, no, Mr. Frias, we didn't get any sort of communication surrounding that.
Okay. I the only reason I asked that is I just want to make sure, procedurally speaking, we did, nothing fell through the cracks in between the transition there.
Correct. Yeah. The only issue being is that Mr. Blake's consent agreement wasn't reviewed until last month's meeting. However, his probationary period did end back in 2022.
Right.
So as I understand, I should have brought this up to the boards. I mean, Ms. Whitford didn't follow up with you, Ms. Ganatra, about my consent agreement being completed, and it wasn't brought to the board that way?
Well, Mr. Blake, in all transparency, Ms. Whitford resigned from the board back in, I believe it was March of 2022. Your consent agreement probationary period ended in April of 2022, and my start of position here was in August of 2022. Therefore, no, it was not brought to my attention, unfortunately, and your probationary period did end prior to my start and, after Ms. Whiteford's leave.
Well,
that being said, though, it was just an. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Harris.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Blake, the issue over the consent agreement now is almost, you know, kind of like a red herring, that the board is considering your application for reinstatement and is denying it because of your failure to renew your license. And there's, you know, I know that you have mentioned that there were efforts, you know, during that 4-year period to do so, but the bottom line is it never happened. Your license never got renewed. It expired, and it remained expired until, you know, until today. And so that's the only issue that the board is considering at this time. And I know that there's a motion on the floor. I know that there's been a lot of discussion. I don't want to chill any further the discussion, but, and I don't know if the maker of the motion and the second still want to proceed with it.
Chuck, your motion is still on the floor, obviously.
Yes, I'd like to draw a question to the motion, please.
Please.
Meaning, can we vote on it?
Well, we haven't voted yet. In fact, we don't even have a second on it yet.
Right. I think he was asking to call the question on the motion.
Yeah.
Is that correct, Chuck?
Yeah, I believe Cheryl.
I did second.
Yeah.
Oh, my vote. Okay.
So just to be clear, the motion is to deny his application for reinstatement for two reasons. One, while it was expired, he practiced under his expired license, and two, he's outside the 3-year reinstatement period.
Correct.
Okay.
And if we could list those statutes that Mr. Harris referenced, please.
Mr. Harris, will Mr. Rothman need to restate his motion with the statutes in reference?
I think, I think the minutes can, the motion reflects that. Okay. Is that correct, Chuck?
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, again, it would be 324124. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's actually 4125, reinstatement of license. And yeah, and I think you're right. 4124. And then also the rule that we cited, R449204B4. Is that correct,
Chuck? Yes.
Thank you. And Cheryl?
Yes, I second.
Thank you.
All right. It has been moved and seconded to deny the reinstatement application for Mr. Darren Blake, 1225, with the before mentioned statutes, as indicated for the rationale of the denial. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Nay.
Chuck Baughman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Seth Myers.
Aye.
With only one opposition, the reinstatement application for Mr. Aaron Blake has been denied. Mr. Blake, do you have any further questions of the board at this time?
I'm just concerned what this means for my career now, obviously, since I can't. When could I reapply again for a license?
Mr. Harris, if I can ask to pull you in on that one.
Sure. My understanding, Mr. Blake, is that you can apply at any time. There's nothing in the statutes that prohibit you from submitting a new application. And I think that's what the board would be looking for, is a new application, because you're outside the 3-year window to apply for the reinstatement of your license. And you can do that, you know, today.
I will.
No.
So just to clarify, when you say new application, you mean initial application?
Yes, thank you for that clarification. Yep. Yeah. And I don't want to misspeak, but if you have any questions at all, I suspect that you could call board staff.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
As a matter of a question also, does the, since the reinstatement is a fee that he already paid doesn't count because he's outside the window, would that be qualified to pay the initial application fee?
That's good. If I understood correctly, Mr. Peterson, yes, he'd have to repay or pay for an initial application if we don't move funds in terms of applications since he was denied.
Thank you.
Mr. Blake, the only other recommendation I would make is obviously if you so decide to apply for an initial license in the state of Arizona that you fully disclose any information necessary.
Yes, sir. Will do.
Okay. All right. We are going to go down to number 9, which is review, discussion, possible actions, board business, and reports.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Freeze. So I'll move to item 9A, which is update on replacement of board members. Excuse me. At this time, we do have just a small update from last month's meeting. There are 3 individuals that were in the process of being interviewed, and I believe appointments might be made shortly, possibly this month, if not next month. I'm not entirely sure if that means we will have the ability to have them appointed by next month, but there is some traction in that regard. Knowing that, there's a possibility at next month's meeting that we might have to do re-elections if the appointments are effective by next month. Is there any questions on that?
As a point of clarification there, would that occur before or after the hearing for Mr. Blake?
The hearing is not automatic. He would have to request it.
Okay.
And so the next thing on the reinstatement of his license, the denial letter will be sent to him. It'll basically restate the reasons why the board denied his reinstatement application, and we'll give him the opportunity to request an administrative hearing on the denial. And as we also talked, it may be a more expedited path to apply for just a new license, but that'll ultimately be Mr. Blake's decision.
Correct. I just wouldn't want new members of the board to have to deal and to learn the history all over again if that was going to occur.
I appreciate your consideration, Mr. Peterson. I believe once the governor's office makes appointments, though, that is the final decision in terms of, you know, replacement. But I mean, I can make that known if necessary. I just don't know if I can stop that ball from rolling.
Well, we definitely don't want to stop the ball rolling. We've been waiting for it to start rolling for 3 years. So
I know. Yes. Yeah. And I keep pushing for it because I am aware we've been waiting for some time.
Thank you.
Okay, then I will move on to item 9B, which is the remainder of applicants missing the fingerprint clearance card. At this time, we have 2 individuals that are missing their fingerprint clearance card. However, we're still working through communications with them, so I didn't think it best to provide those individuals just yet until we ensure that they can provide that information to us. Since they have applied for their fingerprint clearance card, to my knowledge. So once that's updated, I will provide that to the board. I'm hoping at next month's meeting, either informing that there are no outstanding or the individuals by name of who need to be brought to the board for being out of compliance. Okay, if there's no other questions on that, I will move on to 9C, Executive Director's Report. Under 1, the financial review, I provided the most recent finances that were looked at with CSB and myself. in regards to what we have expense-wise coming up through the end of the fiscal year. Our remaining allotment is quite low. However, we have evaluated or estimated the amounts of the upcoming bills just to ensure things are covered in terms of historical bills and any new bills, including the CSB ISA that was approved at a few board meetings ago. So that being said, we do have some remaining allotment, but we will essentially be utilizing most to all funds for the remainder of the fiscal year. And then that being said, we did hire on Ms. Carrie Watkins, and we have split her between the AT board and the OT board 50-50 because of the fact that we are utilizing her in the future for the OT board. However, right now, Ms. Watkins is getting acquainted with the AT board and has just fully been utilizing her resources there to ensure she's well-trained with the board before obtaining additional tasks for the OT board. If there's no other questions, then I'll move on to 9C2, which is review of recent board staff activities. Carrie Watkins, Ms. Watkins has been in the office every day for training. I had been with her. Unfortunately, I did become ill for some time, so I was just training work from home. But Ms. Watkins has picked up pretty quickly, and I think she's feeling very confident in her role. That being said, I'm hoping to be back in the office this week, and so we'll just do more training as needed. But she's picked up on all application processes, as well as board meeting processes. So we'll continue with our training as well. With Thentia, we are seeing some progress with getting historical information. However, we still do not have Salesforce access fully, and we will obtain Salesforce access once Thentia integrates or migrates all the information into Thentia. And once they do, we can then verify the data with Salesforce to ensure everything was properly transferred. So right now we're just in a waiting period and unfortunately don't have access to all things in Salesforce. We have some access to information, but applications, for instance, we can't review at this time until they give us access. And as I mentioned, we're not the only board that's dealing with this migration delay. However, we're hopeful that we'll be getting that information soon. I do not have a timeline. I've asked. This is an integration between 808 Asset, which is our maintenance for Salesforce, and Thentia. And unfortunately, they're migrating many boards at this time and having a lot of go-lives for a lot of boards to go onto the Thentia system. So we're just waiting to hear back. We're hearing, though, that I believe it has to occur by June, since that's when we'll lose Salesforce to be able to validate that information. Mm-hmm. That being said, we do have some more months in consideration, and I will update the board once that's finalized. That being said, we're continuing with the progress of Thentia meetings in terms of we met with with the heads of Thentia recently to discuss some of the barriers that we've been facing with the Thentia portal. And I believe we were heard, and there's going to be what's called a configuration team that will be placed for us to be able to go to as a resource, as well as to ensure that all of our items are going to be configured properly. We are able to function in terms of we're getting notices sent out to individuals for their 30 and 60 day reminders. Those have been going out for some time now. We're able to utilize the system to ensure applications are received and processed, and you know, license certificates and wallet cards are being appropriately disseminated in the portal. So we aren't seeing hiccups in that regard. Only certain items that we have brought to Thentia that we're getting addressed at this time. So we do have some hope that the team will help us to ensure we have a good and complete system. If there's no other questions, then I'll move on to 9C3, statistics. Under item one, we have 956 current licensees. And then under item two, we have 5 active consent agreements at this time.
Okay.
Pass it back to you, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Ms. Connector, I certainly don't want to violate any procedural type stuff by any means. Are we permitted to know the applicants in the queue right now?
The amount of applicants that are being reviewed, or?
Yes, for, you know, to take board members' positions.
I understand. Yes, there's 3.
Yeah, are we permitted to know the names of them?
Oh, I apologize. No, because I'd asked. That's a good question. Because once they're interviewed, they have to go through background checks.
Right.
And so we're not entirely allowed to know who, you know, did or didn't pass. Excuse me, Mr. Harris, am I able to share, to your knowledge, the individuals that are being interviewed at this time? I'm not sure.
You know, I'm not aware that that's not public information, but maybe before we do, you might want to check that with the governor's office. And
okay, I will do so. I will share for next.
I don't violate any procedural type stuff.
I don't believe so, Mr. Freeze, because that was shared with me. That's why I just wanted to double check with Mr. Harris.
Yeah, understood.
I can check with boards and commissions and get back to you on that. So.
Okay, and by all means, again, without violating anything, if it's permissible for me to know those before the next board meeting, if you find that information out, great. Absolutely. If not, fully understood.
Absolutely. I'll share it with you. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. We are now on number 10, which is called the public. We do have quite a number of public because all these students from the NAU curriculum and maybe Grand Canyon curriculum, I'm not aware. But if anybody in terms of the public would like to speak at this time, now would be the time to do so. Lots of crickets. Okay. Future agenda items, obviously, elections, board members. Anybody else have anything for future agenda items? Not at this time. Okay. I would entertain a motion to adjourn as of 10:35 a.m.
This is Chuck. I move to adjourn at 10:35 a.m.
I moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting as of 10:35 a.m. All those in favor?
Eric Freeze?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Boffman?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Seth Myers?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, we are adjourned.
Thank you,
everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Be safe.
See you next month.